Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Adrian Puren, he is the acting executive director at the NICD, the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good evening, Kathy. Thanks very much. Yes, I've got a spring in my step as well.
Very good. Oh, you liked that song, did you?
Yes, I did.
It's a fantastic song. It's a real classic. Let's talk about some useful information about how effective the different vaccines are. I mean, most of us know people living overseas, or we have family who are living overseas. This one's getting the Moderna, that one's getting Pfizer, that one's getting AstraZeneca. And the question remains, well, are they able to come to South Africa if they've been vaccinated against their own variants? How does that work? So can we just talk about the vaccines for a minute?
Of course, yeah. So I think overall, I know that we read in the newspapers about, or when we Google them online, that there are different levels of so-called efficacy of these particular vaccines. But overall, the vaccines are highly protective, because the WHO had set criteria that they need to show about 50% efficacy. And I think all these vaccines that are now currently in distribution, and the jabs, as they're called, I see, are certainly fairly effective overall. There is concern, of course, around some of the lineages or variants, as you call them. And I think that's one of the reasons why the AstraZeneca vaccine, as you know, was going to be rolled out in South Africa. That was put on hold, if not stopped, essentially because that vaccine was shown not to be effective against the current lineage in South Africa. With regard to the vaccine, the other vaccines, such as the Pfizer and the Moderna, again, they do show a lower level of efficacy. But again, this is really laboratory-based against the variant that was initially identified in South Africa. So that is a little bit of concern. However, I think in the main, these vaccines have been shown to be quite effective with regard to severe disease and outcomes. So I think that's really, really good to hear. And that includes the Johnson & Johnson, as you know, is also being rolled out in South Africa. It's a different type of vaccine compared to the Pfizer and Moderna.
Yeah.
But certainly, certainly been shown also to be effective against disease. I think the other exciting thing, an important thing for us, is that in fact, it also prevents transmission of disease, because I think that was the concern with some of these vaccines, especially the RNA-based vaccine, that we would still see transmission because the immunity at that level of the mucosa would not be that effective. But in essence, it's certainly been shown to be effective, yes.
So
I think it's very promising overall.
Yeah. Yes. Where are we with the AstraZeneca? I mean, have they just canned the whole thing? Because I know that the government was saying that, you know, they are going to take the existing stock and they're going to start running tests on the population. That there wasn't, it wasn't confirmed that AstraZeneca wasn't effective against the South African variant. It just hadn't been tested.
Yes, I think there were arguments to for and against the utilization of that particular vaccine. I think especially to demonstrate whether or not in severe disease, whether it would be effective. And I think that still needs to be shown or demonstrated. But I think my sense is that the Department of Health or government really has probably decided to sell on that particular vaccine or the vaccines that they had in stock. Yes.
What's
something to bear in mind. So, you know, as we go through this pandemic, there will be other variants that will arise. Just as we had for flu, for example, the flu seasons are also characterized by viruses that do change, and we just adapt to that in order to try and ensure that we can have an effective vaccine. Yes.
Do you foresee that it's going to be a situation where maybe every year we're going to have to get, you know, further vaccines as the virus mutates?
I think it depends on the mutations that do arise in the virus and whether or not those lead to specific changes that will affect the effectiveness of vaccines, in which case, yes, you're right. One would assess it on a regular basis and then change accordingly, because again, we don't know how long the immunity will last, at least the antibody immunity part. And it may well be for 2 to 3 years that we may have a virus in circulation against which we are protected against. But there may be mutations which have arisen, as you've seen in that have arisen in South Africa and in Brazil, for example, where in effect we've had to change the vaccine. But it may well be that there's adaptation to the point where immunity may well last for, you know, a few years, and that's been shown for SARS itself, in which case we don't have to do this regular year-by-year change of the vaccine.
Yeah, what a headache. What a headache to manage it, you know, on an ongoing basis.
But it's
basis.
A good headache in a way.
Yes.
It's a good headache in the sense that we have a vaccine and we can work our way out of this pandemic.
Yeah, look, it would be lovely to see family and friends again. You know, I think for many of us, life has stopped completely. It's just been completely overtaken by work. Anyhow, Professor, thank you very much. I wish you and your family a happy Easter and a wonderful long weekend. I think we are speaking on Monday. I'm not sure, but I think we might be.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much. And thank you for the time. God bless. Bye-bye.